From day one on his tenure, head coach Mike Zimmer has worked hard to make the Vikings a championship team.
Well, I think when you're trying to build something, when you're trying to establish the mindset that you want in anything that you do, I don't know any better than hard work, trying to, you know, getting up at 4 in the morning and getting to work and trying to figure out what is the best way to do this, how can I make this player better, or whatever it is. I was never a silver spoon guy, and I just think that the harder you work, number one, it seems to come. You know, I had to work 20 years or something in the NFL to become a head coach, so I've not known anything other than to work. And I want our football team to have that mentality. Honestly, it's a little bit about a mindset, and it's a little bit about a mentality.
A longtime assistant, he quickly won over the players with a no-nonsense and hard-working approach.
That's it. Nice inside. Good. That's better. Now you got the idea.
Playing for Coach Zim is great. You know, I love coming to work every day knowing that, you know, I have the head coach that I have, you know, a tough coach, a guy who's not going to let anything pass. And, you know, I can sense and I can tell you that the guys on this team love playing for Coach Zim also.
You know, Coach Zimmer is he likes things done, you know, a certain way, and certain, you know, technique, fundamentals, and things to be exact. And as a player, that's what you want for, or just what you want for yourself. You want to be exact. You want to be on everything, you know, and have every, you know, mental rep before you do it physically. And he challenges you with that. And I think as far as coaching goes, that's probably the best way to put it is I've never had a coach challenge me as much as Coach Zimmer has. And that be, you know, physically and mentally. And I think it's been great for this organization to have his voice come in here. And you know, it's also a voice of reason and understanding when things, you know, are going wrong. He's got the, you know, the personality that everybody thinks he's so, you know, stubborn and hard-headed. But, you know, the reality is he's just a good football coach.
All right, here we go.
The football field is his sanctuary.
Well, you got to go down. You got to go down and then make sure he sees it. Give yourself up. Call timeout.
The place he can block out the distractions and do what he loves to do the most. Teach the game of football.
Are we going to work today? All right, let's get to work. Good. Good turn. Burst out of that turn.
Turn.
Not so much arms this time.
Turn.
Yeah, just let him hang nice and loose. Go. Good. Better. Relax. At least we're making some noise down here. I don't know if we're doing anything, but we're making noise. Come on. Let's go. On up. Let's go. Everybody moving. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Going in. Offense going in. Are you paying attention? Are you trying to get autographs or what?
I'm warming up my legs, man. I'm trying to keep my legs.
Why is it everything? You always got something.
No.
You're supposed to be a big corner, you know, a tough guy. You're not. It's always something. My wrist, my.
Why are you always messing with me, man?
It's what I deal with. You, him. Why do you think I got gray hair? D. He's good, isn't he? Everybody off the field if you're not in. Pass. Good shot, Teddy. Attaboy. Attaboy. Good throw, Sean. Attaboy. Good catch, Diggsy.
Zimmer had his final opportunity of the spring to coach his team this week before everyone takes a quick breather before the season is upon us. A valuable stretch for the players and coaches to take in what they've learned this offseason and realize what lies ahead. A season of promise and optimism awaits when they report to Mankato on July 25th.